just wanted to inform you that I have Sheriff Northman in custody.
Good work. I'll see you at that tolerance thing on the 29th.
The king set me free.
There's a witch spell coming that's supposed to make all the vampires walk out into the sun.
Jesus.
My life.
Let us meet.
Where?
Cemetery in Bontom.
Midnight.
I wish you would have told me your brother was a skinwalker.
I can't forgive him for what he did to you. It just kept him out of my life for good.
I broke up with him.
So you just break his heart?
I can't help the way I feel.
No, I don't want any part of this.
Word is, something big's going down tonight with the witches and vampires.
You're a member of this pack now. You gotta stay away from Sookie.
Can't argue with that.
My baby! Be dead! And you, the killer!
Who's he?
Friend of mine?
I got a problem with that.
If we need to take this outside, let's do it.
You just pissed on the wrong boots, my friend.
I come in peace.
Bill, she's casting a spell.
Demoness!
Hey,
we meet again.
Sushi. Get off!
Drink. Come on.
I'm so sorry. I should never have let you come tonight.
Why did you?
Werewolf, I'm gonna need you to shut the fuck up.
Come on, Sookie. Don't look like she's taking it.
It's because she isn't.
Does she even have a pulse?
Barely.
Come on. Is there anything else we can do?
We can pray.
Werewolf and vampire. Who's gonna listen?
That I do not know.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know it's about you. I wanna do bad things with you.
You bring him back here for?
She is under my control. Tell them, blonde one.
I am yours.
So fucking cool.
Wash your face.
Bill offered you an olive branch tonight. Why didn't you take it?
Everyone, join hands. We must cast a protective spell against the vampires. So we can be safe here. I said, join hands!
I think I speak for everyone here when I say I don't think this is what any of us signed up for.
Does she speak for everyone?
She sure as hell speaks for me.
Not for me. I didn't know what I was getting into, but I'm pleased as punch that I'm in it.
Good boy, Roy.
Thank you, Antonia.
Anybody else? I found this stapled to a lamppost out front. Tomorrow night, we are going to go to this, and we are going to take the blonde one with us. So the whole world will see what vampires are capable of. And what we are capable of doing to them.
Marnie.
My name is Antonia!
Jesus Christ, please. I'm begging you. I got kids.
Nobody leaves.
Or what?
Try it. And you'll find out.
Suki. You made it.
Where's Eric?
Suki, you're shot. You can't stay.
Where is he?
I already have my men out looking for him. Now that I know that you're all right, I'll go and join them and I will search for him myself. Am I the only one here who thinks this is batshit crazy? Suki, you just came this close to dying. Because of fucking bangers. Again.
Every minute that we spend not looking for him.
Fine. I'm done here. I'm done.
Bill, thanks for the blood.
Anytime.
She finally falls asleep.
You should go, Sam. This is not your problem.
Well, what if I want it to be my problem?
Trust me, you do not want Marcus to be your problem.
Is that why Emma couldn't get to sleep? She's scared he'll come back? Are you? I ain't leaving.
Well, it'll be worse for everyone if he does come back and you're still here.
Well, then let's nobody be here.
No. No, I'm trying to teach Emma not to run from her problems.
Well, who said anything about running? I'm talking about the three of us going camping, getting back to nature. And getting back to nature is 100% opposite of running away.
I don't want to have to wake Emma.
Just carry her from her bed to the back seat. She won't know anything until she wakes up to breakfast cooked on a campfire. If it's sharing a tent that's stopping you, don't have to worry. I am a multiple tent owner.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal.
Okay.
They travel to a costume shop.
No.
Now, they seem to make some selections at the costume shop. Leave.
Wait.
For drinks. It's very difficult.
Oh, my God! That is my sister!
She gets into his vehicle, and it's difficult to see. They spend some time in there before he gets out. Straightens himself up, she does the same, and then leaves, and he departs as well. On this day, we again had our detective outside of Jake's place. Tonight he leaves.
So, then I go over to Jason's house because I thought maybe he might, like, understand what I was going through, but he just kicked me out also. This is the worst day of my life. He wished I was dead. Except I am, and it doesn't even matter.
There have been times, I'll admit, when it's occurred to me that maybe I should put my career on hold and become a maker. But these last several hours here with you have erased those doubts forever.
You are nothing like you are on TV.
Oh, thanks.
Now?
I thought it best I go to ground here, but with the Festival of Tolerance event starting so early tomorrow night. Saw you on the news, by the way. You did quite well. Really got in front of the story. Speaking of, what is the story, my king? What have you gone and fucked up now?
I almost hesitate to ask. But lest there be more surprises, is there anything else I need to know?
Only that Northman is missing.
What? How? Last we spoke, you were about to show him the true death.
I changed my mind.
What a decisive leader you've turned out to be.
We'll have to cancel tomorrow night. It's possible that Eric has fallen under Ansonia's influence, just as Luis did.
Canceling is not an option.
What is so important about this event that you are willing to risk your life and mine?
There are factions within...
Factions within what? The ABL? The Authority? Unless you tell me, I cannot agree.
Right now, crews from CNN, VTV, Fox News, and bloggers from across the country are already outside the hotel waiting. What would you have me tell them?
Blame the witches. America's had no problem doing it in the past.
I didn't think it was possible, but you actually make me long for Queen Sophie Anne. I mean, what the fuck, Bill? How did you let it come to this?
It was you that let it come to this.
I don't see how I'm responsible.
And there is the problem in a nutshell. Everybody can see it but you. Beyond tomorrow's headline, you are a blind person.
I would just love for you to say that to my face when I'm not...
It's what I've been saying all along.
Bolster security if you feel it necessary. But tomorrow's Festival of Tolerance is going forward. And the cameras had damn well better find you in a festive and tolerant fucking mood. Am I understood?
Perfectly.
Baby boy. Yeah, we own. Oh, my baby.
Lafayette?
Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
Man, this ain't your house. That ain't your baby either. That's my...
This is my baby. Now get out of my house. You!
What the fuck, Lafayette?
This is my baby.
It's his daddy. They came and took him. I know it was.
Arlene? Ain't daddy's daddy? Standing right there?
Well, why are you treating us like criminals? We didn't abduct our own child.
I'm just trying to get the story straight. Without it, we got no idea where to look.
You hear that, Terry? We're dealing with amateurs. Well, I guess we're just going to have to find him ourselves. No, is he here? Is he here?
Oh, y'all need to stop touching shit.
Just look everywhere.
This here's a crime scene. Sons of bitches took my gun.
They took my son, cuz. Deputy Jason Stackhouse.
Jay's feet. Lafayette just walked through my front door.
With Arlene's baby.
A doll and a gun.
Arlene? Arlene,
Boy's got the baby.
I knew that Fort Murray kid wasn't right.
Bubba, we'll be right there. Anything else I need?
Had one just like him in my platoon. Big and wrong.
He says Lafayette nearly took a shot at it.
With my gun?
Lafayette said Mikey?
Hoyt also said he came running out of the house with no pants on, so we need to get him pants.
What? We got time for that.
It won't take but a minute, and I don't want to see that shit.
Harry.
I'm coming with you.
No, you ain't. Stackhouse. You ain't. No.
Terry. Carlene?
That is my child.
Our child.
Sookie. It's her dream.
Sookie.
I don't know what he's doing.
Yes, you do. Tell him. Tell him you never stopped loving me.
Is this true?
What? Now everyone can hear everyone?
Is it?
Well, yes, but it's not my fault. He gave me his blood.
And he gave you his.
Sookie's mine.
Eric, don't.
Bullshit, she's mine.
Guys, I don't want you two fighting over me. Please.
I'm 10 times your age.
And I love her 20 times as much.
God damn it! Stop! Thank you. Now, this is my dream. So both of y'all need to shut up and listen to me. Good. Well, what are you waiting for? Get your butts in the living room. We need to have a little talk.
Sam, I came to say goodbye, but you wasn't here, so I'm writing you instead. I fucked up.
I'm looking for Sam Malai. Are you around?
Who's asking?
Name's Marcus.
Marcus what?
He knows who I am.
Well, he ain't around, Marcus. He knows who I am.
Who are you?
His brother.
No shit. Shifter got himself a shifter brother, huh? All right, then. Give him this, will you? I'll be waiting for him tonight. You tell him to be there. Or else he's going to have a bigger fucking problem on his hands than he already got.
I'll be sure and do that.
Are perps still inside?
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Y'all bringing me a pants?
And he got it.
Pants.
Oh, I forgot.
You went in the room to get him.
Well, indict me for being a little on edge. Why don't you? It's my kid in there.
Stay back.
Lafayette! Lafayette, you in there? God damn it. The sheriff fell for Lafayette.
You sound like a white man, you.
You know damn well I'm a white man.
No chances I open and no dope in a white man knee.
Open the door, you racist shitbag, or I'll open it the fuck up for you. You hear me?
Hey, the protocol is to defuse the situation.
Fuck that. This situation became pretty undiffused the minute that she-male broke into my house. Lafayette Reynolds! On behalf of Renard Parrish, the state of Louisiana, Jesus Christ, his fucking self! Ready or not, here we come!
Don't even think about it, Lafayette. I ain't gonna let you shoot him.
Drop the weapon.
My weapon!
Hand over the
back. Out of my house!
Jack Hayden, come on! Oh, Jesus, fuck!
Holy shit! You all right?
How'd you let him get the drop on you, Stackhouse?
What the hell was I supposed to do? Shoot him with the baby in his arms?
Shit!
Fuck!
What are you doing here? I told you all not to come!
No way, you! I got plenty of up for that meat!
Why are you doing this, Lafayette?
My name's Nevis!
He's lost it.
I'm going in, no quarter.
No, get off.
We can't let you do that!
What the hell, cut?
Let us handle this.
Get the fuck off of me. Let me go.
You ain't going nowhere.
You're just jealous because I got a wife and a life and a baby to love and you got nothing and nobody. How'd you get so fucking strong?
Come here, Bunny.
She seems to have forgotten all about last night's drama.
What is it, Sam? Do you need to hear me say it?
I'm a weak man, Luna. I kind of do.
You were right. This is a great idea. You're the best.
That's what I'm talking about.
At school, we have this regular bunny. She lets you hold her. These nature bunnies, all they do is run away.
That's because nature bunnies are smart, like to exercise. School bunnies are fat and lazy.
We don't say fat.
I hope I turn out to be a shifter instead of a werewolf.
Where'd that come from, Bug?
Because if I'm a shifter, one day I can be my own bunny and pet myself whenever I want.
Emma, whatever you wind up being is what you're supposed to be. And you're perfect. Understand?
Why are you being all serious for? I just want to pet a bunny.
Girl wants to pet a bunny. I'm gonna go catch her that bunny.
Okay.
Give me a minute. 1 minute. Come here, little guy.
He's so cute,
isn't he? I could be dreaming about anything. I could be swimming with dolphins or eating a whole pie without any consequences. But instead, I'm here with the two of you. And it's gotta mean something.
I'm afraid to ask why.
I think I'm in love with both of you.
You can't be. That's not who you are.
Because I've always been this self-conscious, good little girl who's too scared to think outside the box, especially when it comes to love and sex. But as of right now, I'm putting that little girl behind me.
What exactly are you proposing?
That I can love both of you. That I don't have to be yours or yours. I'm proposing that the two of you be mine.
I'm the king of Louisiana. I do not share. You have to choose.
Okay. First of all, you guys are vampires. What's with all the morality? And second of all, this is such a double standard. When it's two women and one guy, everyone's hunky-dory with it, even if they barely know each other. But when a woman tries to have her way with two men she is totally and completely in love with, everyone's hemming and hawing. I'm saying, I love you, both of you. And I'm asking you to love me back, together. It's either both of you or nothing at all. Take it or leave it.
One drop at a time, girlfriend, okay? No more. This shit's a whole other level.
You ever drink V? Directly from the source. You ever press your face up against a vampire's cold skin and just sucked it right out of him?
Fuck no.
Well, I have. So don't be a cunt.
Just breathe, breathe. It's not real. It's a vape. It'll pass. I'm putting you in charge of this. It's the first good decision we made all day.
Jesus! What the hell are you doing here?
I called him.
But get down!
Why is he doing this?
I have no idea.
Hey! Come here.
Hey. I got a theory. When you guys, role play, is Lafayette ever turn into a woman named Mavis?
I'm gonna forget you just said that, and I'm gonna head on in.
Hey, hey, you still
I'm going in, Jason.
It's against protocol.
Are you gonna shoot me? I'm gonna get your baby back.
I'm going with Echelon formation. Right now, he's defilated, but if I approach from the flanks...
Terry, I'm a nurse. I'm not even gonna pretend to understand what you just said, but I think I should go in by myself.
Okay, but what if
baby, I... Baby, no. I do not want to fight fire with fire.
I got
stay
it
here. Let him go in.
God damn it. He's a nurse. He's just a nurse.
Oh, fuck.
Mamá está no. Quisete. Capo. Papá está no. Quisete. Chocolat. Je te mets, mon bébé. Je te mets, non,
you. Nothing.
Who you with, you? Monsieur Virgil?
What's your name? Is it Mavis?
What you want, you?
I just want to help. Okay? And I think I can. I'm a brujo. A practitioner of magic.
I got all the magic I need me right here.
I'm sorry, Mavis, but he is not your baby.
You lie!
No,
lie to come to check him a baby!
That woman out there who's been crying for hours, she is his baby's mommy. You broke into their house and you took him from her.
I would never take another woman's baby.
I know, I know. I think something happened to you. Something you never made peace with. I don't know what, but whatever it was, it killed you.
And you're dead?
Now your spirit is looking for a way back. And since my boyfriend is a medium, you found it by entering his body.
Boyfriend? Oh! No! How I make the baby with this me?
You didn't.
Oh, my baby. My baby boy. He dead? No.
I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
I just want to hold him. Just one last time. You got that kind of magic in you.
We can try.
Okay, but if you do find Mr. Northman, please have King Bill call me, or you call me, or I don't know, something. Lookie. Look at the flowers. Come in. Alcide was the first, the only man that I ever loved. If you count out Coot, believe me, I really wish I could. So when I saw Alcide with you and the way he cared about you, I just...
Debbie, I understand being jealous, but you tried to kill me. That ain't something you can expect someone to forget.
I don't. That's not why I came. I know you're in trouble, and I'm wondering if there's anything I could do to help. That's all.
Did Alcide tell you I was in trouble?
He didn't have to. He came home last night with your blood on it.
If he didn't tell you, how did you know the blood was mine?
Because I remember the smell. Look, I ain't asking to be best friends. You know, I'd be crazy if I expected that, and I ain't crazy. But can we try and make things better? Just a little at a time.
But don't talk. Just let me listen.
What?
Shh. Well, Val said he loved him so much, there ain't nothing I wouldn't do for him. Why can't you just believe me? I need her to see that I want to help.
Okay. I believe you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. You know, I'll see you told me that you think it's a curse being what you are. But I think it'd be nice to know what people are thinking every once in a while.
He loves you. He really does.
Thank you.
So, you really want to help? Because I sure as heck could use some.
Que llama ya al hombre en el filo de tus recuerdos. Que te restituya para que tu espíritu pueda pasar allende de este mundo.
Please, just let me hold him one last time.
Tell me the last thing you remember.
Jimmy was outside fighting. I want to see my baby.
I tell him I want to hold him.
But he said I couldn't. He wanted to get away from me, but I followed him inside the house. And he, why? Why can't I hold him? And then he told me. Because Sugar, I already done buried him. He already done buried him. I don't want to go through this again, you. I just want to know where my baby is.
Which is why you have to go through this.
Mr. Virgil went into the kitchen.
Stop!
He was standing by the sink. He wouldn't look at me. So I started tugging on him to make him look. And then he was inside of me.
What was it?
The knife.
Then I just fell to the floor. Floated up and watched myself die. What happened next?
He started shoveling. I couldn't take it no more, me. So I left.
Where was he shoveling?
Out there yonder, under the tree.
No shove! We're coming out!
Mickey!
You heard the shots. Back out, take him out.
He ain't even got the gun no more, ain't he?
What the hell were you shoveling?
Shovel? What the hell for?
Just kidding.
Can't say how sorry I am about all this.
Don't worry about it. Sometimes these things happen. We still love you, Lafayette.
My name's Mavis.
My boy. My sweet baby boy. Oh, it'll be okay.
What'd you say? About me moving up in the pack? I want in.
Well, what changed between then and now?
You want honesty, or you just want me to kiss the ring?
Well, I'll take honesty every day of the week, and twice on Sunday.
It's important to Debbie.
That's it?
What's important to Debbie's got to be important to me. Now more than ever. I mean, whatever you need, I'm there.
Well, you know what I call a dude that'll admit there ain't nothing he won't do for the woman he loves?
What?
A man.
To Shreveport.
To Shreveport. Hey, what are you up to the rest of the night?
Wide open.
Well, you might have heard me talk about my wife before. We're separated, going through a rough patch. Now some fucking shifter is looking to replace me.
Shit.
Right? Anyways, I got this son of a bitch of hers stopping by a little later on for a talk. I was hoping you wouldn't mind sticking around.
Ain't my style to go beating on people I got no beef with.
That's That's not what I'm asking for. I swear. I just need to communicate with him that I can and I will hurt him if I have to. Since you're about 6'6" and wider than the door, he might be more inclined to listen with you standing behind me.
To communicate shit.
To communicate shit.
I want you to know how sorry I am, Stackhouse.
And I want you to know how little that means to me. Because I heard it all before. Too many times. Why don't you do something useful and turn on the lights? Because we can't see shit down here.
I think I got something.
What? What down there?
I don't know.
You think it's him, you?
I think it's both of you.
Clothes for the evening.
I know what you're up against. I know who you're up against.
I said we're closed.
I represent the Shreveport Pack of Werewolves. I've come to pledge our allegiance to your cause.
Exactly what are you offering?
Support?
Muscle.
Now, we ain't vampires every bit as much as you do.
Well, I doubt that. About werewolves. He said werewolves do not like to be known. Why are you making yourselves known to me now?
Like I said, you know, counting your cause and all. So, Stackhouse,
The telepath.
Yes, who aids vampires. I brought her to you. Tara! Do not shoot! This one could be of use to us. Okay.
Oh, Suki.
Oh, Dad, drop the gun!
Suki!
Shoot her! Shoot her!
Fucking chill, Roy.
You always been stupid, but coming here's gotta be about the stupidest shit I ever heard of. Are you even listening to me?
We're all being held hostage. Bill's at the Dorchester Hotel. Charge me, Suki. Charge me now. I'm really fucking sorry, Antonia. But she charged me. You're fine.
Fucking werewolf.
Debbie! You have me worried sick to report Dorchester. Now.
Mr. Dorfman, it's time to go.
Yes, Antonia.
Roy, you come with.
Yes.
The rest of you, stay here.
Ingenia. Sorry, he's so fucking not as strong.
Oh, I can't take this anymore. I can't. I mean, I don't even think I'm a real Wiccan. I was just doing this piss off my parents.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, my God.
I am risking life and limb here tonight so that all of you across this great country of ours can witness Shreveport, Louisiana's pre-Halloween pageantry of vamp bullshit. So without further ado...
I founded the LSU chapter of the Live and Dead Alliance after having a deeply personal experience with a vampire. My big sister, Julie Watney. When I was 12 and she was 19, Julie disappeared. We never saw her again. Until 3 years ago, when vampires came out of the coffin. Mom, Dad, and I were having Sunday night dinner. And the doorbell rings. And it's Julie wanting to know if she could watch us eat.
We're the only vampires here.
Other than this, my sister, we're about to trot out. Yes, we are.
How can you have an event in honor of the living dead without any living dead? It's like having a civil rights protest without any black people.
They're called African Americans. And maybe those protests wouldn't have turned into the bloodbath they became if they hadn't been there. Ever consider that?
But you know what we say? We say vampires gave us our Julie back. They gave us a miracle. So, put your hands together, please, for my big sister and our family's miracle, Miss Julie Watney.
What you... See that?
Place don't look worse for the wear.
Yeah, no, if you ignore the frame and the bullet holes... In the general fucked upness of everything.
Don't be bitter.
Hoy, we witnessed a miracle tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is this yours?
No. No, that goes in the monster box.
The monster box?
Yeah, I packed all her shit up.
Well, she ain't a monster.
Sometimes things just don't work out.
Man, I gave her my heart. I gave her my soul. I gave her my life. You want to see what I got in return? These. That's the only thing I got. Here we spent together. So take the monster's CD and put it in the monster's box, and you take it to her for me, will you?
You want me to take it to her?
Yeah. She's a vampire at Bill's house. Just swing it by on your way home.
But the thing is, it ain't my place getting mixed up in all this. So...
Man, you're my best friend in the whole world. So if it ain't your place, whose place is it?
Please. I don't want to see her. Ever again.
Can I help you?
My name is Sam Rilott. Is Marcus here?
We've been expecting you.
Well, I'm glad you came. Nate here bet me $50 you wouldn't. Said he didn't have the balls.
Live and learn, Nate. Ain't never smart betting against me. I reckon it wasn't. Why am I here?
Stop fucking my wife.
First off, she ain't your wife no more. Not really.
We're working shit out.
And second, you can't stop fucking somebody when you ain't fucking them in the first place.
Nah, screwing another man's wife, well, that's one thing. But looking at him in the eye and lying about it.
I ain't lying. I even touched her. Can't say the same about my brother, though. Because he had her every which way. Told me she was sweet, too.
Get him out of here.
Come on, Debbie.
I have to say, for a badass werewolf, you drop like a girl.
Sorry.
Today's media landscape is ratings driven. And unfortunately, it's the Russell Edgingtons of the world who drive ratings. But facts are facts. Even if the fact is that facts are almost never heard. So let's hear some, shall we? Fact. Fact. Human on vampire crime was also down, almost 20%.
You've cornered me. I surrender.
Eritus, Niki, Exacto, Ontregabo, Omnes Vosimibus et Aductit Niki, Hinc, Coro, Ego Tonos Tivi Domine.
This is great!
And I share your beliefs.
Jason.
Where's the security?
Bill had an event at some hotel. What are you doing here?
This box is for you. It's all your stuff. Hoyt said. He said he wanted you to have them.
Is that how he said it?
I might be paraphrasing a little. Jesse. You all right?
I'm just fine.
If you ever need to talk.
Do you maybe want to come in?
You know, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Trouble on my account. Go on, go home, Delcy.
And now I'd like to introduce to you one of the most generous benefactors the state of Louisiana has ever known, bon ton entrepreneur and philanthropist, Mr. William Compton.
Can you breathe? Because I can't.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
What a wonderful night.
For a wonderful cause. But make no mistake, there is still much work to be done. For history teaches us that war can sound a louder call to action than can peace. That a message of hate can seduce an impressionable mind far more readily than a message of love. Which means we must remain vigilant. So keep...
Philosophies.
Off me.